So we're at the Bobby Lou Twitter handle party, and I'm talking to
Rachel Mitchinson, or Rachel Kerr.
Oh God, not that one. What do you think of his venture?
Well, obviously, I think it's rather marvellous.
And how are the pigs?
Pigs are very good. I fed them this afternoon before I left. They're in good nick.
So how did you and your husband meet?
I met John when he was marketing director of Waterstones, and I was marketing director of Jonathan Cape Publishers.
That's right. And I'm talking about the office party.
It wasn't the office party. We invited him on a girls' night out. It was my friend's birthday, and we were having a girls' night out to the Mambo Inn in Brixton.
On Acre Lane?
I imagine so. I don't know Brixton that well. We'd heard that there were very polite Senegalese men to dance with that were lovely, so that's where we were going. Then John came in for a presentation, and we felt sorry for him because he looked very unhappy.
Now just explain why he was unhappy.
Because apparently his wife had left him. And somebody told me his wife had left him, and my reaction was, Jesus, he can't be married, he's far too immature.
That matches, actually, that's 10 points.
So, we invited him on our girls' night out. He turned up, he came for dinner with us, he told us the story of his marriage breakup. Several of us actually cried real tears over dinner.
Now, he didn't share that bit with us, so could you just fill in?
What?
He didn't share that particular bit, so could you just fill in there?
I can't fill in all that. That's not fair. That's someone else. But
that's John's story.
That's John's story.
Okay, so you're in a club.
Yes, we go
with a good-looking man.
We talked a lot about music. We ended up snogging on the dance floor in front of the entire.
How old were you? Youngish. You can say youngish.
31.
Youngish.
31. I was 31.
He was younger.
He was not yet 30.
And
I was about to take him home with me when my friend, we were in a taxi on the way home, and it was her birthday after all, and we got halfway over Vauxhall Bridge, and she went, "Oi, aren't you staying in Vauxhall? You should get out." She stopped the cab and threw him out. Shut the door. She said, "I'm only saving you from yourself, Rich."
Which she obviously didn't. There's one that you missed out, which was the office party when apparently he stripped his shirt off.
Oh no, I'd always been rather fond of him because he used to come to the Cape Christmas party, and there was one time when I'd hired a Wurlitzer jukebox and filled it with 60s and 70s music because that was fitting with the demographic of my authors. And
also his age.
Yeah, and then John actually did rip his shirt off and headbanged to Crosstown Traffic by Jimi Hendrix. And I remember being rather admiring of him at the time for that particular...
Admiring is an interesting word.